everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. I am Kirsten.
And I'm Deja.
And whoop, whoop. It is a lovely Saturday that we are recording this on for you guys because Deja was working the polls last night. What? And polls what? With two L's.
Hey, actually, I was working both polls last night. No, I'm just kidding.
And yeah, man, it's how's your week going?
My week has been good. I got 3 days of poll working in. Still enjoying it like none other. So many people coming out to early vote, which is so rewarding. So many first-time voters. We cheer whenever we get a first-time voter. We make them feel, we got a first-time voter.
That's sweet.
Yeah, so that's always fun. Other than that, just work, normal life. Nothing really odd happened to me until this morning with Cardi getting stung by a bee, bit by a spider, whatever.
When I knew it was some shit when
I called you
FaceTimed me. I said, well, I ain't going nowhere no time soon. As soon as I saw it, I said, here we go.
But I also just was like, let me go ahead and call Kirsten to let her know, one, that I'm running late, and also to find out what she would do. Because I was like, Kirsten will know what to do.
So. As soon as I said, what happened with Cardi?
I was going to call, but then Cardi's pitiful face was also so cute. I was like, let me FaceTime her.
So like, I'm sick of this shit already.
Right. I don't know what's worse, my paw burning or my mom
wiping my paw.
Just being on top of me right now. But that's what she wanted. Don't be fooled. That's exactly what she wanted.
Of course. Cardi always wants to be loved on.
She wants the attention. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if this happened with Tyrell, she would not have probably even acted any different. Mm-mm. I would have came home at some point today to a swollen paw and been like, what happened? And Tyrell would have been like, oh no, she been fine.
Yep.
But because it was me.
She jumps
back.
Yeah. Paw.
Come here, Cardi. Walks over. Lifts paw. Laying down. Girl. I was like, you are so dramatic. I called my mom and showed her. She was dying laughing. I was like, look at your dog.
It was so funny. I said, Lord, when you said a bee sting, I said, give her some Benadryl. She'll be fine. Cardi's face, though, was like, it's too early for this shit.
That's the other thing, too. Like, she had just woken up when we went outside. She wasn't even, like, ready to go.
Yeah.
But it was, this is how I'd be telling y'all that it's a reason I run late. I don't know why, but I'm just convinced that the Lord has me running late
to dodge whatever else
is out there. Mm-hmm. Because I was up this morning. Yeah. Like, I was up. I was on early.
I was ready.
I was ready. I was like, all right, let me go take care of Cardi. The only thing that threw me off is Tyrell woke up late. He woke up when he was supposed to be, like, leaving.
Ooh.
So he's in the bathroom, and I was like, rushing. You know what? Let me just take my time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go get Cardi. Mm-hmm. Then I'll get myself together. Da-da-da-da. Nope.
I'm sorry.
I thought I was going to be out the house 9:30 at the latest.
Yeah.
No.
Did not happen that way.
No.
I'm sorry.
It is what it is. It's all right.
It's all Jesus. It's all Jesus. That's all.
Look.
I'm just glad that Cardi is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. This whole week, my week has been fine. And shit going on. My sinuses are acting up.
But that's a lot of people. A lot of people is because it's literally 45, 50 degrees in the morning. And then by 3 p.m., it's 80
degrees. And then at night, it's
60.
And it's dry. Let me tell y'all something. I snored earlier this year when I wasn't working out as much as I used to. So I wasn't keeping myself up and cute. Mm-hmm. Got it. My sinuses started fucking up again. I didn't know I had been snoring until Marlon told me one day he hadn't been sleeping well. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, what's wrong? He's like, you're snoring again. I said, I am. Why didn't you say anything? He's like, you've been sleeping good. I didn't want to bother.
You better than me. He better than me.
No.
Tyrell.
No. Let me tell y'all something.
Marlon
reached his limit that day. Y'all, we watched the debate, right?
Ooh.
Cool. We made margaritas watching the debate.
Well, that's what had you snoring, not your sinuses.
No, it was that tequila. Because the day before I had snored too, but he slept in my upstairs room because he's like, he tucked me in and everything. He was like, I'm going upstairs. I ain't got time for this shit.
I understand.
So then that night he went to bed before me. So I was like, okay, if I'm snoring, he'll already
be asleep. Dang, you woke him up out your sleep.
Let me tell y'all something. Marlon had been asleep for about 2 hours before I came in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in deep sleep by then. Cool. I went to bed. I didn't hear any pitter patter. Normally, I know when I've woken him up because I hear one of those, right? But I didn't hear that. It wasn't until about 4, maybe. Mind you, he wakes up at 5:30. So I didn't really, I thought it's time for him to get up until I heard him slam the door.
That be me!
Girl, I heard, and then I heard him putting on his slides, and then I hear him, boom. I said, what the hell?
You woke up, what's going
on? I woke up, I looked at the time, all I could see was something 30. So I said, oh, maybe it's 5:30, like it's time. So I said, I woke up and went back to sleep. Girl, wasn't until later on, I texted him when I woke up, I said, did I hear you slam the door this morning? Yes, it was 4:30, Kirsten. Girl, he made himself breakfast.
Oh, he just was up.
He was just up. He was like, the next day, he was like, I'm going home. He was like, I'm going home to sleep in my own bed.
He's dang, like, Kirsten.
Girl, he said, Kirsten, I was sleep. I didn't hear anything. And he said, and I think you rolled over.
And then it activated.
Boom. He was like, I woke up like, what the hell? I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, it's my sinuses. I'm telling
you. Get you a Breathe Right strip.
I tried for night. They don't work.
They don't work.
But my mom was like,
peppermint oil?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, put a little peppermint oil like right under, above your lip. Before you go to bed.
I'll try that. My mom was like, you probably need to take some sinus medicine.
That too.
I said, yeah, I do. I do.
What's the one with the good commercials? It's not technically Mucinex. Take some Mucinex. That'll drain you. Like that'll get the mucus all decongested and get that draining. And then if you take some Sudafed and stuff, that'll help with like pressure and all that kind of stuff. So
we'll see.
You also could do a sinus rinse. You know, I'm a
queen of the sinus
issues. I'm just building my case year after year for my nose job to be paid for by insurance.
Okay.
Get you a sinus rinse. That
I told him I had fallen off my workup, so I was like, maybe it's that. But then I was like, no, like it's my sinuses.
I can hear it in you now that you're saying it.
Like my sinuses are fucking up.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, let me work out some more. Like maybe that'll help me get it back in, because last time I just started working out more and it fixed itself. But I'm like, no, it's my sinuses.
You also could get some Afrin, but you don't want to use that for more than 3 to 5 days because your nose easily gets addicted to it. So you can use that before bed. It's one of the sprays, but it's one of the intense kind that like opens up. You can, it's almost like you can feel it open up your nostrils. But again, no more than 3 to 5 days.
But anywho, other than that, sorry, y'all.
Some they shit. Slacking you on the weekends?
It's not me, but it's like a group thing. A group. Of the website.
I know that notification.
But yeah, other than that, it was fine. It's just funny. Like, it was a week of dog issues. My brother's dog had a problem.
Oh, no.
Rocky, he's losing weight, and we think it's a parasite. Rocky is a big boy. He's like 70, 60 pounds. And my mom FaceTimed me like, look at Rocky. And I said,
how much does he weigh now?
I think he's in the 50s. He's lost weight.
And he hasn't taken him to the vet
yet? No, he has. Oh, okay. He has. But they're running tests, and they think he has, like, a parasite or something. So that's probably what it is.
Is he still eating?
He is eating.
Yeah, it's a tapeworm.
Yeah, I said he probably has a parasite.
Tell them to
pull it
out of Rocky.
And give it to you.
And put it in me.
They think it's a parasite because he also had diarrhea. So I was like, it's something going
on. Right.
Yeah, so something's not digesting.
Yeah.
Or he has like a parasite or something. So he's taking him to the vet a couple times now. Gave him the bland diet. So he's eating. We're hoping that it'll fatten him
pass.
Up. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he'll be fine, but Rocky's old now. He's 10.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't realize he was that old, but then when my mom FaceTimed me, I said, oh, he's gray. Like, he was blue. He's gray. All up in the face, like the boy is gray. Yeah,
he was blue.
He's super gray now. And then it's funny, Ricky had a video of Rocky sits in the passenger seat like a person, right? Like full. He had the biggest attitude with him. Ricky was like, he tried to touch him. Rocky was like, No, don't touch me. He just leaned over. Rocky wouldn't even look at him. Ricky was like, I'm not putting you down, I promise. Like, what is the problem? Rocky wouldn't even acknowledge him. Aww. He was looking out the window. Ricky
maybe
was like,
he doesn't
Rocky.
Like being poked and prodded on anymore.
He doesn't. He's like, I'm
over it. You
know
how
it.
Old people are. They He's can be crouchy.
It. Yeah, he was just over it. He's a sweet dog, but he was like, I'm already over this shit. I don't feel the greatest. Yeah. And now you take... You trying to kill me. That's probably Aww. How he felt. But he's doing better. When I go home for... good Lord. When I go home for Christmas, I'll probably... I'm trying to kidnap Rocky. But don't tell nobody.
So, okay. We'll talk about this offline. Because okay. my damn beans. I mean beans.
So what about... Beans and Rocky get along really well.
But Beans is going to feel crowded. You keep bringing niggas up into his space.
I know. That's also what I'm trying to
let
get
that man
house.
Enjoy his elder at years with space and in peace.
Let
you already
Beans
brought this hot shot little spry of a baby puppy up in the thing. He's looking at her crazy.
I know. That was my thing. I'm like, let me be cautious because Beans is going to be sick of me real soon.
Real quick.
He's going to be like, you don't lost your shit. Beans might leave me and be like, I'm done.
Well, he can come hang out with
I know.
This retiree.
I know because he'd be asking about him anyway. I know. But anywho, y'all, let's get into some hot topics.
Hot topics.
Well, let's start with what we thought was going to be a comedy show, and it still kind of was. The debate.
It wasn't as funny.
Wasn't as funny as the last one, because that's why I had to get off. Marlon kept saying, Kirsten, the debate is on. Like, come on. Let's, we got to watch.
Yeah, thanks for wrapping us up, because
yeah, they was
gonna we could have talked all night.
I know.
And I would have been fine.
Yeah, I would have still listened, but Marlon was like, girl.
Yeah, I had turned it on, though. It was up in the background.
Yeah, I had it. But, you know, my damn non-open floor plan, I couldn't sit and watch. So he was like, all I heard was, babe, what are y'all talking about now?
Racism.
I said,
in the corporate workplace.
In America and at work. He was like, again?
What else is there to talk about amongst your work friends?
That's why I was like, okay, hold on. That's why I was like, all right, y'all, I love y'all, but I got to go. Because we would have been on that bitch all night.
Because, child.
Y'all was getting deep. I was like, oh, gosh, we can't get too deep. Let's reschedule for another night. Cause
I'm ready. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was nice to catch up.
But anywho, the debate happened. We called it that a black woman was going to be the moderator to keep shit in line.
Yeah.
And Kristen Welker, is her name?
Yep.
Kept that shit in line.
She did.
And she kept them on point, kept them... moving and grooving. Don't interrupt me. Like, hold on. Let me finish my question. Yeah. Hold on. I said, okay now. And she was getting in. Donald Trump just being Donald. That what got me.
But he was a lot better.
He was. Well, they told him to shut up. You got to shut up, man.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's what did it. I don't know if it was Kristen that did it. I don't know who. But he would try to talk. And there were times where she would let him. But for the most part, he'd be, oh, okay.
Yeah, he was like, okay.
He's I like, wish I'm y'all fine. Can see Kirsten because okay. she's doing his little the short
hand.
Arm.
Okay. By the way, I respect the way you're doing. You're handling this. Let me tell you. Okay. That shit was so funny.
He also may have been cautious because she was black.
Probably. And it didn't look good when Pence was yelling over a black woman. So
right.
Probably shouldn't yell over this black woman.
It killed me, though, that he had the nerve to say I'm the least. I can't
That's
see the
what
room,
I was going to,
but I'm the least racist person in this
here.
Room. Said, Next no. question, Miss Black Woman.
I was like, did he just say that?
You're literally talking to a black woman.
And you have sir. The nerve to say you are the least racist person
in this room. And that was funny, too, because I knew Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms was there. And so I was like, she probably looking at you like.
I'm perplexed.
I am perplexed.
Lord. What got me is when he did this. He
right.
put
it's
his
real
hand
dark
like,
in here.
It's dark in here. I can't see the audience, but I'm the least racist person in here. What?
I can't see who's here, but I'm going to call it.
It's me. I'm the least racist. Even above you, Miss Black Lady. Even above you. I said, no, he didn't. Overall, it was a better debate. Joe Biden still did better than Trump because Joe Biden actually... talked about something.
Yeah.
Trump wasn't answering shit. And yeah, y'all just vote.
My favorite part was the prepaying taxes.
Yeah, I said, how the hell do you prepay taxes?
Girl, I had
and
to can tweet
I
the
do
IRS
it because
professionals.
I'm confused.
I'm convinced it's a rich people thing.
Maybe. But I've never heard, I don't know rich people, but
I asked Tyrell, I said, can you prepay taxes? And he was like, yes, technically, but what he's talking about isn't, like, no.
Yeah, because he tried to say he's not talking about it correct,
and that's not the case. It would still reflect on his tax returns. That was my thing.
I said, how can you prepay and it still don't show that you paid it?
He was like, it would still show. So
yeah, that don't make sense. Because I know quarterly taxes and all that, but that shit will still show up on your tax return. I said, okay, prepay this. I was like, well, how do you do that? Because I want to do that. Let me prepay.
Right.
Let me be done. I don't know. It was interesting. I mean, it was a debate. It was a better debate than the first one.
Although
the first one was far more comical.
It was.
And it was a really good night of just entertainment.
Hooting and hollering.
Because I damn sure was laughing at the TV for the first one. But yeah, y'all just vote. We're about, what, 10 days, 10, 9 days now?
It's close, man.
We're close. I think we may be, because it's not next week, week after next. Mm-hmm. So we're about 10 days. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
10 days out from Election Day. Early voting is the record numbers right now.
Yes, ma'am.
A lot of places that weren't swing states before, swing states, i.e. Georgia. I feel like Georgia may go blue. I hope Georgia goes blue. Knock on wood.
I hope so. We'll see.
Georgia has the demographics.
We're
going to
have a runoff for one of our senators. We're not going to know who one of our senators is until January anyway. For
a minute. It's going to be a minute. It'll either be, it's probably going to be between
Kelly and Warnock. Loeffler and Warnock, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But there's I think John Ossoff.
He's up against Purdue, so we'll know that on Election Day. Yeah, I
think he'll beat Purdue. But I don't know. It's
I hope so. He hasn't had any success. He hasn't had success in his last election.
Yeah, the House.
Yeah. It's like you couldn't beat Karen Handel.
But you think you can beat David Perdue? Although David Perdue ain't doing too hot with his Kamala, whatever. I said, sir. No, he didn't.
He did.
Sir.
He did.
He really did. I said, that's racist as hell.
And are we surprised?
No.
We know David Perdue is racist. We also, in case you didn't know, he's one of those people, if you do your research, sold off a bunch of his casino stocks at the beginning of the year, bought a bunch of medical stocks at the beginning of the year.
Because he knew the coronavirus was coming.
Sir.
You know,
he's a
former
corporate CEO type person.
His dumbass also caused a boycott of Purdue Chicken, even though he's not associated with Purdue Chicken at all.
Right.
But a lot of people didn't know that. So a lot of people was like, fuck him and fuck Purdue Chicken. So, you know, you just causing problems for other people, sir.
Lord.
But yeah, it's going to be interesting in Georgia. I think Warnock may win over Loeffler.
I feel
like he will. I feel like he has a better chance than John Ossoff, but I don't know.
But they're two separate races.
I know, okay. I know. But I'm just saying, I feel like his chances of winning his race may be higher than... But I don't know. It's Georgia, y'all.
If we get one, that'll be a blessing.
I'm happy, yeah.
If we got two, boy. Yeah, I was actually hoping Stacey Abrams. I think Stacey Abrams could have beat...
She would have smacked his ass.
David Perdue.
Oh, easily.
I was hoping she was going to run for senator.
She would have smoked his ass easily.
Yeah.
That would have been a quick...
I think she would have took that.
Because she damn near won governor in Georgia.
Exactly.
She should have won governor in Georgia, and she would have had the Secretary of State, who is now the governor, not been... in charge of his own election.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
I also think it would have been just much more of like a powerful statement of like the black woman going up the season. Like I feel like, cause I, John Ossoff, like a lot of black people don't pay him as much attention cause he's still a white man.
He is,
like,
yeah.
And I feel like that's what happened in, his district when he lost to Karen Handel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come around, who beats her? A black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're able to mobilize,
mm-hmm.
black women,
yeah,
we get shit done.
We do.
We trust ourselves,
mm-hmm.
each other, I guess I should say, so much more.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I feel like, but I get it. I mean, clearly, I guess she didn't want to or whatever the case may be. But speaking of Karen Handel, if you are in District 6, she also is up for re-election again. She is going against Karen Handel again. So if you are fortunate enough to live in District 6 of Georgia, one of the most affluent districts in the country, might I add. Please vote for Lucy McBath.
Yeah.
She is my soror. So many congressional things going on, too, in Georgia.
It's wild.
Just vote, y'all. Wherever you are.
Just vote. just vote. That's all I can tell you. Just vote. It's been an interesting election cycle. I'm ready for it to be over. But I'm ready for it to be done. I'm tired. I am tired.
I told you I scheduled my therapy session for the next day. Yes,
you did. No matter which way it goes,
I'm gonna need this
because it's still gonna be some drama. They're gonna have to pull Trump out kicking and screaming,
literally,
because his ass is gonna go to jail when he gets out that damn White House.
You about to go to jail.
Get this damn.
You about to go to jail.
Get this damn.
Hey.
Speaking of the debates, the day before the debates, former President Barack Obama. In Philadelphia.
Oh, is that where he was?
Yes. Gave a, as the headlines call it, scathing rebuke on Donald Trump.
And y'all lazy asses.
And, right. And he called y'all asses that did not vote lazy.
Just lazy.
As hell. Okay. And it was one of those speeches that, one, it's the first time that Obama has ever came out just shooting
guns blazing
fire the way he did. Normally he's more subtle about it. This time he didn't give a damn.
He had all the time.
Okay, that man called people out by name.
Okay,
he came with receipts.
Okay,
and he also told y'all to get y'all asses off the couch and take y'all ass to the polls.
Okay,
and stop being lazy as hell, because that's what y'all did last time, and now look where we at. Okay. I'm sure it definitely upset good old Trump.
I'm sure.
He was in the White House, orange as hell, and just
red as hell, upset.
Okay,
red is the new orange,
right? He looked like the sunset. Right, that's what he looked like. And yeah, I they have put this speech to the ether beat.
Tell him, Kirsten, tell him what he said about the China bank account.
Oh, and then he also, you know, it has come out that Donald Trump has a Chinese bank account, and he said, you know, had I had a Chinese bank account in any of my 8 years, I would have been called Beijing Barry. Okay. They would have called me Beijing Barry. The tan suit would have been out the window, and Beijing Barry would have been all over the damn news. Okay.
That is so funny, because it's so true,
y'all. That tan suit was his biggest scandal in the White House. Had he had a Chinese bank account, his ass would have got impeached. The headline, Beijing Barry strikes again.
Right.
That's what y'all would have saw if he did any of the shit that this man has done in this White House.
Lord.
Y'all got to vote. Y'all do. And I mean everywhere. Vote down ballot. You really do. Like, you got to get Lindsey Graham out of here. That's a tight race. Whew.
Jamie.
I'm rooting for Jamie Harrison. If I could vote in South Carolina for him, I would. Like, Lindsey Graham is sweating, okay? Boy is sweating and begging y'all to pay him money so he can run this campaign. Because right now he's struggling.
Struggling. Lindsey Graham.
You know? But yeah.
Kick his ass all the way up from the low country to the upstate, back down to the low country, and on out the state. Just kick him into the Atlantic Ocean, guys.
All right now. All right, here we go. Let's see what else has gone on. Oh, Lord, I lost my place that fast.
Come back, Kirsten.
Oh, Aisha Curry caused a stir, y'all. A stir! Because was it a wig? It was a wig.
I think it's a wig.
She wore a blonde wig and posted it on Instagram.
I'm so confused about the hate.
The internet.
Y'all love to hate Aisha Curry.
They really don't like her.
And I don't know why.
I think, here's my thing.
Y'all still mad about that whole her talking about what she chooses not to wear thing?
I think that's it. And then she came out and posted a very scantily clad bikini pic. Me and you are on the same page here. But I'm just saying, devil's advocate, because I could care less what Aisha Curry do, y'all. I really could.
I'm biased. I'm a fan.
She is. They're a beautiful light-skinned family. They got light-skinned babies. They're gorgeous. Whatever.
Why they gotta
green
be a beautiful
eyes.
Light-skinned family?
They just are. They got green eyes. They got the babies, Cannon, Riley, Ryan. They're cute.
And also, they're rich.
And they got money.
Filthy,
very rich.
They have money, whether or not Steph was rich. There is a lizard in this house.
Where?
On top of the chair.
Oh, shit. Oh no, we gotta take him outside.
We do.
Hold on, y'all. All right, y'all, we back.
The last thing you probably heard, because we had to pause, was there's a lizard in here.
Yes.
When I tell you, me and Kirsten just ran around this house trying to catch this hopping lizard.
His ass jumps. Y'all.
But we saved a lizard's life.
We did. He's we got outside. Him out.
Well, we say that. He's probably been swooped up by a bird right now.
I know. Like, poor fella.
He was like, I was saved inside. That
might be why he was running from us so hard.
Oh, Lord. But Woo, anyways, y'all. Back to Aisha Curry.
Yes.
I'm a fan.
She is. I think.
Y'all are jealous. That's what.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, after her comments about, well, I would never do that. And I would never. It came off a little judgy, a little church judgy.
Yeah.
You know?
I will say that.
It was a little Bible thumpy. And I think people just never forgave her for it.
Y'all got to let things go.
You do. But I think it was more of like a, you got money, you got this, you got, like, just sit over there and just enjoy your money. I think that's how people felt. Mm. So now every time she do something, they just be ready.
Y'all just, I don't know. I thought the blonde hair looked good.
It did look good on her. So I don't know.
But again, I am an Aisha Curry fan. I pretty much love everything she does except for when she styles herself. Because it's boy, never a oh good boy, idea. She needs a stylist. Her fashion eye is just not quite there. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I love Aisha. So y'all stop being haters, man. I mean, hate on somebody that deserves it, like a Kardashian.
All right.
Cheers to that.
They've really been going after Khloe. As of late, because she is getting browner and browner by the minute. That's my
weird.
God.
The whole thing is weird.
Ivy Park Drip 2 is coming out October
30th. Girl!
Whether or not I get any, it's yet to be said.
I need somebody to tell me tips for getting stuff, because I know exactly what
you
I want
You gotta stay
already.
Up. Which one you want?
I want the new version of the sneakers that I didn't get last
time.
Yeah,
the sneakers are fire.
The chunky looking ones.
Yeah, the last one you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't see what color they're going to be, but I like those style of Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that burgundy and orange.
The burgundy and orange colorway was fire.
It was.
It was fire.
It was.
And she basically has come out with almost kind of the same stuff, minus the suit. She's got the Adidas suit.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. It's this green.
Are the heels a part of it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I was confused.
You know, she always wears these clear nude heels. Mm-hmm. But I like the green shorts.
I like the green color.
Yeah, I'm a biker shorts gal, even though it's about to be cold. And I also like this coral color, too.
Yeah, it looked good. I like it.
It does look good. So we're going to see. I'm going to try.
I'm going to try, too, especially because my bonus check hits that day.
Ooh.
Well, my bonus check hits the first, but thank God for USAA. That means it'll be in my account. On the 30th or the 31st. So.
Probably the 30th because the 31st is Saturday this
See?
Year.
See? Look at God. Maybe look even the God. 29th.
Look at God. Okay. So we're going to see. It'll be here October 30th. I think she heard y'all talking about the plus size stuff because she got some plus size models
oh,
in
really?
Her. Yeah. Because y'all let her ass have it
As
over
well,
that.
Y'all should
and you should have. I completely agree. I feel like there was, I mean, obviously there's probably more that's a part of this collection. That we just don't see yet, but...
I think that's probably about it. Last time, that was about it.
Mm-mm. I'm looking at it now. She has some shit. She had the white and burgundy, like, sets that you could interchange. The jumpsuit.
Everything, a lot of stuff was interchangeable, but it wasn't that many, like, pieces. It was, like, well, it was actually a good amount. It was, like, 30 pieces, but she advertised all of it.
Yeah, but I'm saying we haven't seen all of it for the new one.
Oh,
like, the
okay.
new one, all you see is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No, it's more than that, because she's put, it's, like, 10 per color.
Where?
Isn't it?
No.
Hold on, let me go to Beyonce.
I'm looking at all the ones that she's posted, like these. There's
I've seen more.
The video that she posted says that there's more, but she
hasn't.
Let
me go to Beyonce Legion on Twitter has been posting everything. Beyonce Legion. Okay. Here we go. So.
Oh, you know, that's probably that page that she releases everything to.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Keep scrolling, so you'll see.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I stuff. Didn't see all this. Mm-hmm. Oh, and a mask.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
Okay, this is very similar to the first drop.
Then. It is just a springy color scheme. The last one was a fall winter color scheme, and mm-hmm. this one's more of a springy one. I like this
yellow and green and it pastelish jumpsuit. That's mm-hmm. kind of cool. All right, I ain't mad at it. Yeah, this is like her main.
I love Beyonce Legion.
Yeah, they be dropping everything.
They do, even the great, decent paparazzi mm-hmm. shots that I like to spend way too much time examining. Like, you saw that video drop, and all we could hear was her voice. It was like her nephew's birthday or something like that, uh-huh. or some family member's uh-huh. birthday. And she was like, I want to get a picture with so-and-so, with him and so-and-so, mm-hmm. or him by himself.
Mm-hmm. I think that was Solange's son, Jules.
Is it? He's 16 now?
Yes, girl.
Wow, he's handsome.
He is. He looked just like his daddy, who is fine.
Really?
Girl.
Kirsten got so excited she dropped the phone.
Y'all, I'm about to show Deja his daddy.
Let me see.
I think it's Daniel Smith.
Let me see.
Yep, there he is.
Let me see.
Oh, he works for Roc Nation. Look at them keeping it in the family.
You already know.
Let me find a good picture. He's had a couple kids.
These
now.
Are what I want, Kirsten.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Those shoes.
That's his daddy.
Oh, man. He is
fine. He's fine. Exactly. He was in the Soldier video, too, I think.
When, I haven't seen that video in so long. Carry
big things and Solange was pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was in there. The man is fine.
Yep, that was the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. I watched that video, like, 4 times, like, I don't know what I was looking what to gain looking, from it. Yeah,
she wasn't going to be in the video. Y'all know she don't do that.
Well,
but apparently she has a close friend.
I've always wondered that she about does. Celebrities. I'm like, Tina do celebrities? Knowles said it. But who is her close friends? Because she doesn't follow anybody. I think she's got a...
she has a Finsta, I'm sure.
I think she has a burner account.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. She said she did.
Oh, well.
I think she has a burner... Well, she had a burner Snapchat. I'm sure she doesn't now. And a burner Instagram.
Which my thing is, how do you have a burner Instagram?
And your Beyonce.
Right. What do you post on there?
Well, she probably has different, I'm sure she has a different profile photo.
But if she's posting pictures of herself.
And I'm sure it's private.
Okay. I guess if your profile picture.
Is different and you have a private page. I'm sure it's private. Profile picture is different. Mm-hmm. And only a very select few people have access to that. Mm. Burner.
Yeah.
And then out of those few people, she got a close friend.
I wonder what the profile picture would be. Maybe just black.
Probably.
Because it's like she literally cannot post anything associated with herself in Mm-mm. that profile picture. Mm-mm. It couldn't be her, Mm-mm. the kids, Jay, her mama, her sister,
Kelly, Michelle,
no. the other girl,
nothing
Angie.
Destiny's Child related. Nothing. Because people would be on it like white on rice.
Right. Ashley's ass. A picture from an album.
It's going to have to be
Bitch can't even use a lemon.
No. Because then I'm like, this is Beyonce.
At this point, black.
Yeah. She can't. It will have to be something like a dog or some shit. Something stupid.
And then somebody would still figure that shit out.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. But she also has. I'm sure she got NDAs all up and through that shit.
Hopefully
she probably made you sign an NDA just to be her friend on the Finsta.
No, I don't think Beyonce would do that.
I don't think so.
Because her friends, the only friends are probably like family. She strikes me as the type of person that doesn't have many friends.
Well, who
she would call friends other than the people that she has literally known.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
All her life.
She's Beyonce. You can't trust nobody. That's the sad part.
And honestly, you don't need more than like 2 or 3 friends. You got that with your own girl group. So you're good.
Essentially.
She doesn't need much more than that. And she had a sister. You're good.
Yeah, she's fine. All right, moving on.
sorry, anything y'all. Else happened this week, Kirsten?
Hold on. Let me get off of Solange's ex-husband's Instagram.
Ow.
The man is fine.
Okay. Okay. Down on the floor. Hey.
I watched, Lord, y'all, this is, Michael Strahan almost punched a man on TV.
What?
He wanted to. One of the police officers involved in the Breonna Taylor shooting.
Okay. I heard about this. Haven't seen it.
Did an interview.
It.
Yeah. I have seen it.
It was a joint interview, right? It was Michael Strahan and then like some print reporter. Was it two? Okay, maybe they did something. Okay, the only way I heard about it is through my podcast, Start Here, my ABC podcast, and they had the print reporter, but they were talking about how it was kind of like a joint project, so I don't know if she was on the interview.
I think
she may have maybe did a print version with the same person. Because he said
it was like Michael Strahan did an interview for, I forgot what publication.
Got you.
And it aired on CBS.
Okay.
Is he on CBS?
ABC.
Yes, yes. Anywho, y'all, I don't even know where to start. This is a man that was shot. His name is John Mattingly. Mind you, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend also did an interview with Gayle King.
Yes.
And it was a really good interview. You can clearly see the man is heartbroken.
Yeah.
All through the interview, he just was like, the only way I get justice is if Breonna Taylor is here and she's not.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking. Anywho, and I think he responded to that man's interview too. But anyway, this man got on national TV, y'all, and he's talking about the arrest.
Very small clip.
He was disrespectful. His ass should have stayed. He should have shut the hell up. Yeah. He should have stayed in hiding.
Yeah.
But what he decided to say was like, we shouldn't have done it the way we did it. We should have just ran through the door, not giving them enough time.
Right.
And Michael Strahan was like, if we had done it that way, then Breonna Taylor would still be alive. He's like, it sounds like you're blaming the boyfriend for y'all shooting her, and you didn't announce yourselves. He's like, no, we announced ourselves. He was like, no one says you did except for one eyewitness who keeps changing his story.
Right.
So what are you... I'm confused. Somehow, George Floyd got involved.
Yes. He talked about how George Floyd was like bad police work, and that is something people need to be angry about, but what happened with them was not.
He went a little further than that, because he brought up George Floyd's character, all types of shit.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that in the clip.
That's when Michael Strahan looked like he wanted to come across the room at that man.
Wow.
He says, well, you know, with George Floyd, everyone said that's terrible. They should go to jail. We get it. Like, I understand, but that's not what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't care if George Floyd died of an overdose or not. And he was like, but in my mind, he wasn't a model citizen.
So the fact that you're even bringing that
Michael
up,
Michael Strahan was like, George Floyd didn't die of an overdose. He died because a man's knee was on his neck.
Yeah.
And even besides that, what does he have to do with this?
Nothing.
Two, and what is his character? You're saying because you don't think he was a model citizen, he deserved to die?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's like, well, I didn't say that. He said, you basically just did. He's like, I don't even know how I'm sitting across from you right now.
Mm.
How am I supposed to sit across from you and listen to that shit?
Right.
Girl.
I need to go back and listen to the whole thing because I heard
that
clip.
It's a mess.
And the clip they said was basically the clip they played was basically explaining that first part, how he was saying that, you know, by us knocking, we gave the boyfriend time to get the gun and get prepared and like
standing at the door. Like,
and it's like, you're lying.
No, he wasn't. Cause you got shot in the leg.
And it's so much. It's so clear I think that people would be less upset if they just came out and admitted to the fact that
they were
did
wrong.
Sloppy police work.
Yeah.
They
we
had a bad warrant.
Yeah.
They busted up in there. They had someone shoot back.
Mm-hmm.
They shot back.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the result of it.
Yep.
And just say, we didn't do good police work that night.
Own it.
They didn't have body cameras.
Nope.
It's their word against their word against basically the ex-boyfriend and the 11 other neighbors that said they never heard anything.
All they heard was shooting.
Just say you did bad police
work.
There's
no way y'all yelled police that many times when they asked who is it
and
that they didn't hear you.
Please, my question would be, so what made you guys announce yourself if you got secured a
no-knock
warrant? That's the purpose of the shitty no-knock warrant. So all of a sudden now you're like, well, we got this no-knock warrant, but
we're gonna knock anyway.
Police? No.
That doesn't sound
right. It doesn't make any sense.
You lied to get the damn warrant in the first place.
You lied to get the damn warrant. You're lying about what happened that night.
Yep.
Just, and my thing is, you don't have to admit to all the lies, but just come out and be like, we were sloppy that night and now a girl is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be criminally prosecuted? No, because of the way the laws are set up mm-hmm. for police officers. Mm-hmm. But that is why she's getting a settlement. If there was not sloppy police work, they would not be paying their family. No. Period. Period.
Easily. And then the damn attorney general, he didn't do... First of all, I just found this out. This man has no history of trial law. None. He's never worked an actual criminal case. What's
his background in?
I think it's corporate stuff. This man has never done criminal law. He has never done criminal law, ever. He does not have that
background. For those that don't know, like, for you to become a DA, most people
have criminal law experience.
Yes. Most people come up in a DA office.
Yes, a prosecutor's office, something.
Example, Exhibit A.
Kamala Harris.
Exactly. Kamala Harris went and worked in the San Francisco office, a part of the San Francisco prosecutor's office, mm-hmm. worked her way up, ran for DA against her boss.
Yeah, and won.
Won, proceeded to then move on and run for DA of the state of California.
Won that too.
Most people that are become district attorneys have extensive history starting off in law. In criminal law.
This man has not a lick of history in criminal law. Let's just put that out there.
Wow.
He has never done a trial. He has never done it.
I did not know that.
Number two, the jurors have already come out. This is what he was trying to suppress. He did not, in order for jurors to be able to consider charges, they need to be presented with them.
Yeah.
The prosecutor has to come in and say, these are the charges we're looking at.
Yeah.
This is the evidence. You decide which charges you can do.
Yeah.
That simple. You didn't present murder.
No.
You didn't present manslaughter. The only charge your ass even presented was wanton endangerment.
Yeah.
Sir.
Which I will say, it kind of segues into the work playlist, because one thing I was going to recommend was Ebony K. Williams' new mm-hmm. podcast. Mm-hmm. I forget what it's called. But Dustin Ross is her co-host.
Really?
From the Friend Zone. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't even know about this new podcast, Holding Court.
Okay.
Holding Court with Ebony K. Williams. For those that don't know, Ebony K. Williams is the newest cast member. That's right. Newest cast member and first black woman cast member of The Real Housewives of New York.
Yes.
So I'm basically obsessed with her right
now. They don't want no smoke with her. I'm just telling y'all that right now.
Ramona Singer does not want smoke with her. I cannot wait to see this interaction with Trompona Singer and Ebony K. Williams. I can't wait to see it. But nonetheless, her podcast breaks down like the criminal side. Mm. Her podcast is all about like talking about current events, but then also like bringing the lawyer side to it and breaking it down.
Yeah.
So she talks and digs into the Breonna Taylor case and kind of says, like, explains what you're explaining. Like, what's the process when a DA with a grand jury brings the evidence, etc. And she was like, at the end of the day, it would have been hard for him based on the laws that are in place and how they are structured mm-hmm. around all of, again, the protections around mm-hmm. cops mm-hmm. and, like, you know, with them having that no-knock warrant, with them having different evidence in that regards, it would have been hard for the DA to present murder because they have that protection of, well, at the end of the day, the cops were administering self-defense. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Once they were shot out, they are basically allowed to shoot back in self-defense. Yeah, and it's really hard to charge them with anything. But she breaks down how, like, this is the importance of voting and things, voting mm-hmm. for people that want to get rid of no-knock warrants, that putting judges mm-hmm. in place that mm-hmm. would not maybe approve that, mm-hmm. you know, different things like that. Yeah. So I thought that was really interesting mm-hmm. to hear her legal perspective mm-hmm. on it. But at the end of the day, I hate to say it, and I know we're starting to probably sound like the people that keep calling y'all every 10 minutes, but you got to vote.
You do.
DA is an elected official.
Yep. Yep.
Judges are elected.
Yep. Yep.
Or appointed by mm-hmm. the people you elect.
Yep. So.
And y'all talking about, they don't do nothing for black people.
Oh, okay.
This is the stuff that happens. Yes. Does Donald Trump or Joseph Biden directly do stuff for black people? Not necessarily, mm-hmm. but Joseph Biden will be appointing tons of judges to the federal court system across this country that can impact these types of things. Federal judges are the ones that sign off on this shit. And if you want a cool way to learn more about it too, continue to watch The Wire with me.
Okay.
Because I'm still on I haven't had a chance to watch it at all this past week, but that judge be signing off on stuff for them and be dictating what the fuck them police be doing.
Yeah, he do. Don't play. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. Okay.
Vote, y'all.
Yeah, y'all, it's important. You got to vote. it's unfortunate what's happening in her case. The family did write a letter to the governor, Andy Beshear, who, by the way, used to be the attorney general, who, by the way, has a criminal trial background. Let's just put that out there. To appoint a different prosecutor. Because he appointed Daniel Cameron, and they want him to appoint a different prosecutor and open up the case because a judge just denied Daniel Cameron's motion to suppress the grand jury because the judge was like, you ain't being transparent. That's the type of judge you want.
Yep.
She said, now I'm going to tell y'all, this ain't going to happen every time, but it's some shit that ain't sitting right here.
Yep.
You ain't being transparent. If a grand juror wants to talk about it, they can talk about it. Bam. Yeah. And this is how we're here now. So we'll see, y'all. I don't know what's going to happen in that case. If anything happens.
I think what's happened in regards to the police officers, I think is done.
Yeah.
I think it's done.
Yeah.
It's,
I don't think anything's going to come of it. Now, unfortunately.
Will there potentially be some damning stuff that comes out against Daniel Cameron?
For sure.
I think so.
Easily.
Which, again, just goes back to the point of what will the citizens of Kentucky do with it?
Mm-hmm. We're going to see. But anywho, we'll move into the work playlist.
All right. Quick, simple. I already told you guys, take a listen to Holding Court with Ebony K. Williams. Yep. If y'all listen to The Friend Zone and are familiar with Dustin Ross, you know he's fucking hilarious.
He is.
So but he's taken at least the first episode. That's the only one that's out. He's taken on a much more serious role, but he still be just his natural way of
life
speaking and the way he frames things is still funny. Mm-hmm. And Ebony K. Williams is really highlighting her legal knowledge. So it's amazing to listen to this black woman, you know, break things down to us. And I really enjoyed it, the first episode. So y'all take a listen. And it's brought to us by Charlamagne's new
The Black Podcast Network.
Yes, network, which is cool.
Now to get into what Deja has been waiting for, y'all, let me present to you Deja Hunt Strickland.
To add that Strickland in? You just wanted to remind me that I was married.
I just want to put that out there just in case you lose your way during this time. here we are to present to you Ty Dolla $ign featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh my gosh.
Deja, you have the floor.
So my baby daddy, my hall pass, released his, 4th studio album, I think it is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's his 4th studio album.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring Ty Dolla $ign, which, first of all, I had an inkling that this was going to be iconic when he told us what the name was.
I mean, when you name an album featuring Ty Dolla $ign, that's just telling you, don't fuck with me.
Because
I'm Ty Dolla $ign.
He was like, everybody comes to me.
Really, I don't, but I'm going to do it.
He didn't need the features, but for those that don't know about Ty Dolla $ign and his musical side, I just want to let y'all know that this nigga really does play like 5 different instruments.
He does. He's very talented.
He's very talented. He mixes a lot of his own stuff. He does the instruments behind a lot of his own stuff. Of course, we know he does he sings.
Is he still with that Fifth Harmony girl?
No, they've been broken up for a while. He's got a new girlfriend, as far as I know. Manipulates his social media, or his team manipulates his social media so much with like deleting.
Yeah.
Whenever it's something, he's doing something new, they like clean it out.
Oh, okay.
So he's got this new racially ambiguous looking girlfriend.
What else is new?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just when I was starting to, I already liked Lauren Giardini, however you say your last name, because she is very vocal about like black issues and stuff like that. So I was already fucking with her. But then I was starting to get over the fact that, you know, she had him and I didn't, they broke up. So there's that. But nonetheless, this album, y'all, yes, I am biased, so I will say that. But the album is a motherfucking bop.
He looks good with a fuller beard.
He always has pretty much a full beard.
I'm used to seeing him with it lower cut, like the
really full one.
Yeah, you know I'm a beard gal. I'd be trying to get Marlon not to cut his shit. I'd be like, just leave it, please.
I would say go more, ahead. But
we not.
Deja my daddy and my husband may miss it. Deja listen Hunt to this Strickland. Episode. So
I got you, spirit animal. I got you. Go ahead.
The album is a bop from the beginning to the end. I love it. It almost every song has features, but the features are so diverse, mm-hmm. ranging from Thundercat, Anderson .Paak, to Kid Cudi, to Young Thug, to Kehlani, to Music Soul Child. Like, the whole album is just really good. Of course, Ty Dolla $ign typically gives us really upbeat things that can, like, be played in the club. So a lot of it is, like, just that kind of feeling, fun, you know, lighthearted. But then he's also got some really, really beautiful songs mm-hmm. that have much more of like a musical melody to them, singing. Y'all, I honestly think it may be his best album. I love Beach House 3, which is his last album.
That was a good one. But
that shit is a bop. But Beach House 3 didn't have as much diversity as this one, I think, has. So that's why I'm leaning towards this one. I really was thinking hard for you guys. I started thinking about this yesterday about, okay, well, what songs am I going to say are my favorites? Sheesh. How hard, right? So I wasn't able to narrow it down to three, but I've got five for you guys. So Tyrone 2021 is up there for my potentially favorite song on the album. It samples Call Tyrone by Erykah mm-hmm. Badu. For mm-hmm. those that don't know, Tyrone is Ty Dolla $ign's name. So it would be really simple for me too if I ended up with him, because I'm used to calling my man Ty, right? Okay? Simple. Simple transition.
Lord Jesus.
Tyrone 2021 features Big Sean. His verse is also really good. My other favorites are on my more ratchet side is Powder Blue featuring Gunna. I really like that. I also really like Lift Me Up featuring Future and Young Thug. I love Your Turn, which it features Black Music Soulchild and Tish Hyman. It's one of the last songs on the album. That's one of the more musical songs. They really be singing on that song between Ty, Music, Tish, and Black. Like, they all sound, their vibe is really pretty together. Mm-hmm. And then track 6 featuring Kanye West, Anderson .Paak, Anderson .Paak and Thundercat. I really like that. But there's so many others. Y'all, I love Kid Cudi. He's also on my baby daddy list. Like, high up there too.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the Temptation song with him. But honestly, I like pretty much every song. My least favorite song was the lead single, which was Expensive, ironically. Well, I guess Ego Death may have been the lead single because I came out a while ago. But y'all listen, it's an hour long.
Yeah, it's not a long listen. It's not a long listen. For it to be that many songs, it's quick.
The songs on average are like 2.5 minutes. Yeah. That's my actual only complaint.
That they're too short.
Yeah, some of the songs are so good and they're over like that.
Yeah.
So I wish some of the songs were longer and he would could have just split, did two parts,
mm-hmm.
a two-parter album.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, that came out and I was looking forward to it. There's nothing else that I have for you guys because that should keep you busy. But I'm still bopping to that 21 Lord Savage Jesus. Too. Don't get it twisted.
Honestly, I got nothing. I knew what I was walking into today. I knew that today was going to be all about Ty Dolla $ign, okay? So that's the work playlist. Just go listen to Ty Dolla $ign's album.
You know one thing I didn't like?
What?
In one of the songs, he talks about, he has a line that's like, I told Kanye he should run for president.
No, you didn't.
He told me I should stop putting my vocals or something on that basic shit. And I was like, don't say that. Don't say that. That's why you need to start dating Black girls again.
Yeah, because Black girls. Because
we're gonna let you know.
Don't do that. That's not. I don't think you should put that. I think you should take that out, boo. I love the song, but I just the one.
You can keep his features.
The one line. I just change that line.
Take that shit out.
We good.
Take that shit. That's his damn problem. Y'all be stroking his ego. Damn.
Do you have a professional clap back?
I do, okay. Y'all. I had to use this earlier this week, and it was with somebody that I really like. So it's not intended to be, like, rude, but it's intended to save your time and to remind people potentially sometimes that, like, they can, if that is the case, like, if it's your role to train someone or help someone,
yeah,
do your job. Yeah. Like, train them or help them. But when people come to you asking questions or asking you to do things that, trying to pass a piece of a job off that they should be doing and are equipped to do, whether or not they know how to do it, please refer to your resources. I had to use that one twice this week, ironically with the same issue, not with the same people, but like two people came to me asking the same thing. And one person came to me asking, one person sent someone to me to do it.
Oh, absolutely not.
I sent their asses back.
Yeah, no, I can't, they can help you. I can't, I'm busy.
But I use the same thing.
Yeah.
Letting them know, oh, they have the resource to do this step by step. It instructs them on how to in one of our internal resource systems. So I mentioned that specifically, but please use your resources. Please use insert the employee handbook.
Yeah.
Please use insert the Slack channel with all the steps, all the shit, or people or whatever the case. Let people know in a professional way, instead of saying, get the fuck out of my face, that's not my job. Or instead of saying, like, I'm not going to help you.
Yeah.
Oh, please use your resource here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm out. I'm going to remove myself from this conversation. You can also add at the end if you feel polite. Let me know if you have any additional questions, but if you really don't want them to let you know, which I'd be real choosy when I use that.
Yeah.
Because if I'm like, you shouldn't have any more questions for me, you then shouldn't. I don't add that.
Yeah. I never put, if it's, this is it, thank you, bye-bye.
Or, I hope that helps.
Yep, I hope this helps, period, sent.
I'll do an exclamation point.
Some,
but
depends.
I'm also perky.
It also depends on the language of the email.
That's true, too.
Like, my professional clapback was when someone emailed me back. We did a frequently asked questions guide for my company, right? Sent it to one of our customers. This girl printed it out and put notes. And then scanned it and sent it back to me of what she would prefer for it to say. I said, now look, I read it and I was like, the hell? how you gonna tell me what to write on the FAQ for how to use my company? That don't make sense.
Wait, it was an external person that sent it back?
Yes. I said, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. I literally sent back, thanks for sending this over, period. And thank you for your notes. While I'm happy to give more context to certain things, what I cannot do is stray away from the brand language that we have built with our customers. If you would like for it to say something else, by all means, I'm happy to help you do it for your company specifically. Period. Sent.
Hope this helps.
I said, this lady lost her shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it was funny because I sent it back to the marketing team. He called me so fast. He was like,
what the fuck is this?
Now, I appreciate her, you know, her engagement. I do. He was like, but some of this shit is an opinion. And then he was like, I'm fine giving her. Oh, my goodness. Where is that at?
Y'all, this is what happens when me or Kirsten randomly get texts of puppies in the middle of the show.
It changes the entire conversation.
Oh,
I was looking at Malty Poos this morning. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, the marketing guy goes, I'm happy to do context, but I'm not going to change how we talk on this side of the – like, I'm not going to change the company's language. No. He's like, I'll give her all the context in the world. But you ain't about to tell me how to write. That's just what we not finna do.
This is literally my
job. I said, look, I got you. I get it. I understand. So I sent it right back. I said, thank you for the notes. We will happily give more context where needed. But what we cannot do is stray away from the brand language, as that is what people recognize us for.
Lord Jesus.
And that's just that on that. I'm not going to change. Well, it would help us, you know, if you got, it would show you guys are really engaged in the partnership. The fact that I'm even doing this should let you know that I'm engaged in this partnership.
Right.
And number two, y'all not paying us for this extra work. And number three, you ain't our only customer. Girl.
Well, nonetheless.
Nonetheless, y'all, use your damn resources. That's all I can tell you. Tip of the week, y'all. Lord,
why are you laughing? Tip of the week. We gave tips of the week.
I forgot to give y'all the update. It just came to me because this is going to go into my tip. We figured out what the hell happened with Marlon's car.
What happened?
He about to get paid. Girl. What? The boy got gas. Uh-huh. And instead of gas, it was water.
Stop it.
I swear.
What?
Right hand to God.
What?
Yes.
Where from?
Chevron.
Where?
Where? Memorial Drive.
Well, that was his damn problem. I mean, are we surprised? I think
he was about to do that. It was when the night it stormed real bad. That one night, a couple weeks ago, it stormed real bad, like rain.
Yeah.
That's the day. All he did was get gas. That's it. $20 worth of water in his tank and not an ounce of gas.
How did water get into their gas tank?
We don't know, girl.
So who's he taking that to?
So we called Geico. Geico is going to cover it. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Geico is going to Chevron now.
Okay.
What they don't know, I sent the state out there to inspect their mm-hmm. tank because I was like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. One, I was mad at the people working on his car because it took them a week to tell us what happened.
When I tell y'all, Kirsten has been busy y'all, this last week.
Y'all.
Being a
private eye.
Private investigator. Sending the state out to gas station. You have been busy.
Y'all, well, the minute I found out what happened, because the guy called us and like, y'all got to come see what the problem is. And we was like, why don't you just tell us? He's like, no, I need you to see it because you're going to have to take a picture for proof. So I said, well, what the hell? So we go out there, girl, Marlon's gas tank is about 25 gallons. Mm-hmm. That boy, half his tank. He put half of whatever in his tank. It's all water. Just straight water.
That's scary.
I said, bet. And Marlon was like, that makes so much sense because the minute I left, my car was like, what the hell? No. Mm-hmm. Like he said, I got not even a mile down the road before it started acting up. Girl, I sent the state out there. The guy calls me. He's like, yeah, they just admitted to having water in their tank.
So they knew.
Yes. And they had just got it fixed last weekend. I sent the state out there on Monday. They got it fixed over the weekend, but because I sent the state, they copped to it. Wow. So if you think...
What kind of people were they owned by?
I think they were Middle Eastern. Mm. So if you think, we ain't finna get paid.
Well, I want a steak dinner.
They got us fucked up.
Look, what I earned.
Marlon was like, how did you figure that out? I said, Google, boo. That's all you gotta do. I said, what do you do? If water, like, what's the process? Because I've never experienced this.
What entity of the state was that you sent out?
The cab.
No.
What department? Fuel and Measures Department.
Who even knew that existed?
I did not know it existed
until
then.
But I'm glad that's out there.
They are the ones that keep gas stations in
line. And for DeKalb County, I'm glad they got out there that quick.
Girl, I called and I said, it's almost $2,000 worth of repair work on his car because he got gas mm-hmm. and it was water. Mm-hmm. And the guy said... Oh, I'm going to send an inspector right now. Girl.
Okay, DeKalb.
I said, okay, his name is Doug. Shout out to you, Doug. Girl, within an hour, I was getting a phone call. Hello, ma'am. This is the inspector from the Fuel and Measures Department. I'm at the gas station. I'm leaving now. He said they did admit to having, they did have an issue with water in the tank. However, they did say they got it fixed. So there may not be anything that comes up in my test that I just ran, but I do have it on record that they did admit to having gas in the tank, to having water in their tank.
All right.
I said, that's all I need to hear. I'll call you back. Shit. I caught on the phone with Chevron headquarters. I said, Marlon, get them to send you that invoice. We got the pictures to prove it. And you got your bank statement that shows you where you bought that damn gas. Fuck this. Hmm. Sending all that shit in. Because I said, they're going to pay you back for the deductible. And damn it, I don't care if Geico covering for this insurance or not. They're going to pay you for the repairs. Fuck that. Shit. Piss me off. So are you fucking kidding me?
That's crazy. Water? That's crazy, but honestly, I don't get gas in the hood.
Me neither.
And that's part of the reason why.
I'm at Quick Trip or
Shell. Part of the reason is because I'm scared something would pop off and I'm not able to get away as quick
enough.
Second is for shit like that.
You know, wildness. And we went up to the gas station and told them, I said, he has water in his tank. Who I need to talk to? You come back and talk to the manager. When the manager going to be here? Tomorrow. Whenever. You're not helping me. Don't worry about
it. Girl. I'm surprised y'all went back.
Well, because I that's the same day I sent the state out there.
Oh, okay.
So the state was like, you should tell them that you got water in your tank or whatever. So I called Chevron too, and they were like, send us. He said, we're sending it to the manager. They sent me paperwork to fill out, so we got to send them back the invoice and all that. And Marla gonna get some money back, because that's crazy as hell.
I've never heard of such.
Girl, and that shit caused damage.
Yeah.
Both fuel pumps done.
Wow.
They got to do some type of clean out of his engine to get any water that may have been in it out. All from $20 worth of gas.
Worth of water gas.
Water, no gas.
I just want to offer a sincere apology to Jeep.
Because Deja let Jeep have it. She let Jeep have it.
This wasn't your fault.
It's Jeep. No, I'm telling you, no, it's not the Jeep. It's not. Something happened. And sure enough, CarMax was like, y'all got to come back up here. You got to come back up here. And I was like, I was mad because I said, had you told us this shit when we first dropped the car, we could have had this whole thing figured out
by now. They didn't know yet.
Well, the thing is, they waited to take it apart to put the part on before they actually found the source of the issue. Mm. So we were working from behind. Had we known the same week we took the car, we could have sent the state out and the state would have
caught it
before they had the chance to fix it.
I wonder how many niggas this happened.
Oh, like, a ton. I'm sure a ton of people.
Off of Memorial Drive, it only affected niggas.
And for him to only get water, that's my thing. It wasn't a mix of gas and water. It was only water. I'm like, for him to only get water, that shit had a ton of water in it. Like, a shit ton of water in it.
Wow.
I was like, it's not even a mixture. Like a little bit of water with some gas that caused a little. No, just water.
Wow.
I said, oh my goodness. So, yeah, y'all, that's just a rundown of what you do if you do get gas in your tank. But my tip of the week is... My sinuses are acting up today. I'm telling y'all.
I told y'all we already gave y'all tips on what to do if your sinuses are acting
but
up.
My tip of the week is for this week. Make sure that you guys are working out in this time. It's getting colder. Summer bodies are built in the winter, but days are getting shorter.
Hear me sighing.
If not even working out, just stay active, y'all. We're getting into the period of the year where depression goes up, anxiety goes up, it's lonelier. The holiday season, people don't have family members around that they have lost this year.
We don't have any family members around because of COVID.
True. My family will be here shortly, in less than, I think, 3 weeks now.
Oh, lucky you.
Your family is here.
My immediate family.
Still, my immediate family isn't even in Georgia.
Okay, move on.
Okay.
We can't go to Indianapolis this year, I'm sorry.
Make sure y'all are doing stuff to stay active and to keep your spirits up. That's my biggest thing. It's getting colder. It's getting darker faster. Just take care of yourself in this time. And COVID-19 cases are spiking.
Kirsten says stay active. I'll tell you what's going to stay active. These lips. As I munch away all this food.
Girl, y'all, just take care of yourself. Self-care is really important in the wintertime, especially with what's going on today. COVID-19 is back with a vengeance. The bitch said, y'all thought y'all had me. You don't.
I'm back, baby.
Essentially, and better than ever. So just take care of yourselves, okay? And that's all we've got for you today. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Oh, geez.
Go listen to that Ty Dolla $ign album.
Okay. Bye, y'all.